Welcome to Style Scoops, the lifestyle show that celebrates icons who live with purpose, passion, and power. Today we have the honor of sitting down with one of Africa's most beloved voices, the Princess of Africa herself, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Your music has been a source of inspiration for decades. How do you maintain a balanced lifestyle while juggling your career, philanthropy, and personal life?
I think, more especially women, it's very easy to juggle things. A woman could be breastfeeding, standing up and cooking on the other side. A woman could be doing her chores as a business person or a leader and still be looking after the children. So I think being a woman is something that we take for granted, but I think we're multifaceted. So really for me, I always say when you are given a platform, use it not only to your benefit, but to others' benefits, because, you know, success is good when it's being shared with others. And you can't stand there on your own and say, oh, I'm successful, when your neighbors or just people around you, even the people that you don't know, it doesn't have to be people that you know that you help. And when helping people, you don't have to make them feel helped. So for me, it's just having that platform, having that the time that's been given to me and me being able to do what I can do, but being very mindful that I cannot be everything to everybody, you know. And and I think just being healthy is the most important thing that sometimes we take for granted. Because there are people who are not healthy, sleeping in hospitals, and they wish they could be doing things out there, and they're not able, not because they wish to be there, but it's health is something that is very important and is something that we take for granted.
As an advocate for health and education in Africa, what daily habits or wellness routines keep you energized and motivated?
Well, obviously, looking after myself, looking after everything that I eat, you know, making sure that I don't fall into, you know, when you go to parties, you always want to have a glass of wine and a glass of whiskey and all those things. And sometimes it's good, but you don't want to do things to your detriment. So for me, it's just looking well after myself. And education for me is something that is very important, because it's something that expands your horizon. You're able to compete, you know, and be given a seat on the table with the best in the rest of the world. So you don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. You want to go there and say, I would listen and I will add my value as well when I'm sitting on the table, because we cry to be given the seat on the table. And when you're having that seat on the table, what do you bring with you? Or what do you take with you as well? So for me, it's education, it's a two-way street. It's me being able to unleash potentials from others, or to say, I am here and I'm able and I'm ready to be teachable. And for those who know better than me, to impart their knowledge to me.
Fashion and style are often a reflection of one's personality. How would you describe your personal style, and has it evolved over the years?
I don't think I'm very big on fashion. I usually want to feel very comfortable in everything that I wear. And, you know, there's always time for everything. When I'm at home, I do feel comfortable with my shorts, you know, or whatever that makes me feel comfortable. And obviously, if I go on stage, I need to look appropriate for that stage. And if I go to a boardroom, I need to look appropriate for my, boardroom setting as well. So I'm not sure if I'm a style icon. I don't know. But I do love clothes and I do love looking good, because sometimes I always say you are what you wear as well. So it really has changed from when I was young. You know, I love baggy trousers, very colorful, colors. You know, I've always worn reds, green, yellows, and people would like look at me like, you know, and those color blockings are here now. So I would say I've always wanted to look different.
Traveling is a big part of your career. What are some of your favorite destinations, and how do you stay grounded amidst a busy travel schedule?
I love traveling. I really love traveling because, you know, when you travel, you learn people's cultures. You know, there's a lot of things that you see instead of just being closed and locked in one space. So you learn to appreciate life as well when you travel. But I think in the past couple of years, I hate traveling because it's like they undress you. You become so naked, you know, when you go through those machines and scanning and all those things and just being in that queue, taking off your shoes, taking off your clothes. It's just still, it's ugly. It's really, really ugly. But you know, one has to do whatever they do. But traveling is something that expands one's horizon because you meet different people, you learn different languages, you embrace different cultures, and it just makes you very, very versatile when you travel.
Legacy is important to many artists. Beyond music, what impact do you hope to leave in the world, especially for young African women?
You know, I believe life is for the living. I help where I can now. I give of myself now when I can and when I'm able. And I've always said to myself, when I'm dead, I'm dead. I'm gone. People will appreciate me now because I'm able to help now. And those who will remember me, yes, it's okay, they'll remember me. But I must say, I'm not worried when I'm gone, because when you're gone, you're gone. Those who are living are the ones who are supposed to be here to do what they're supposed to be doing.
And there you have it, an intimate glimpse into the world of Yvonne Chaka Chaka, a woman whose voice has moved millions, but whose purpose moves even more. Her story reminds us that true style isn't just about what you wear, it's how you walk through the world with grace, strength, and intention.